This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Festival of Colors, Holi, is being celebrated across the country today with vibrant hues, music and festive joy. The festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil and marks the arrival of spring. Holi also conveys a message of equality and fraternity as people from all sections of society, regardless of caste, creed, age or gender, come together to celebrate with great enthusiasm. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to the people across the globe celebrating the Festival of Colors. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his gratitude to several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, for their continued attention to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. At a joint press conference with Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko last evening, Mr. Putin acknowledged the efforts of the world leaders, including Prime Minister Modi and the presidents of Brazil and South Africa and others, for their commitment to seeking peace in the war-torn region despite the many global challenges they face. Mr. Modi, during a meeting with President Trump at the White House last month, stressed that India is not neutral in its stand on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Instead, India is siding with peace. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh today said that Northeast is a key driver for India's development and the region will also become the country's next saffron cultivation hub. While laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Centre for Technology Application and Reach, NECTA, in Shillong, Dr. Singh stated that since 2021, the government's Mission Saffron has expanded saffron cultivation across Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya. Dr. Singh said that large-scale cultivation is now underway at Menchuka of Arunachal Pradesh and Yuksom of Sikkim, with plans to extend to Nagaland and Manipur. It will turn Northeast region as India's next saffron hub after Jammu and Kashmir's Pampore. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said that India has taken the lead in providing finance to renewable energy projects by including them in priority sector lending to accelerate the country's transition to a low-carbon economy in the fight against climate change. Addressing a policy seminar on climate change risks and finance in New Delhi yesterday, the Reserve Bank of India governor said that central banks in advanced economies have traditionally followed an asset-neutral approach. On the other hand, central banks in emerging markets and developing economies have adopted directed lending policies to channelize credit to certain sectors of their economies given their individual country circumstances and developmental objectives. The budget session of the Tamil Nadu Assembly began today with the presentation of the budget by Finance Minister Thangam Thennarasu. Noisy scenes were witnessed in the Assembly by opposition leader E. Palanisamy as his request was denied by Speaker M. Appavu. The BJP members also staged a walkout. Later, speaking to the media outside the Assembly, E. Palanisamy said that they had walked out as his appeal to discuss alleged graft in state-run liquor corporation as the enforcement directorate had held searches related to the state-owned company. BJP leader Nayanar Nagendran said that the ruling party was involved in various mismanagement of funds. Denying the allegations, Minister Senthil Balaji said that there was no mismanagement and said that regulations were followed in procurement of liquor for TASMAC. The agriculture budget will be presented tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.